Advocates and opponents of House Bill 205 arrived color-coded, with school choice supporters in yellow scarves and public education representatives wearing their trademark Red for Ed. That split was also on display in the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee.
You're out of order. We're done.
And I am not out of order.
I'm counting.
Donning yellow was Keisa Hatcher. The Louisville mom of four says she worked two jobs as a single parent to pay for alternative education.
And these kids are thriving. Without school choice, we wouldn't have had that opportunity because their learning differences, I had to put them in a school that catered to their needs.
Under HB 205, Keisa and other parents like her would have a better shot at scholarship money for their kids, thanks to up to $25 million in state tax breaks for those who donate. Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler says she supports parents making the right choices for their children, but fears the tax credits will zap funds from public education.
Money is not going to be always the answer, but we cannot take away from the precious state revenue dollars that we currently bring in way less as compared to what we give away.
And that has once again mobilized teachers in the waning days of a legislative session. Bill sponsor Republican Bam Carney says not all in his caucus are on the same page, and meeting the 60-vote threshold to approve the tax credits is a heavy lift.
It'll be difficult to get to that mark. That's kind of one reason why we had discussion only. We felt like we probably had the votes to get it out today here. But, you know, the issue obviously has a lot of attention.
Just 6 working days remain in the 2019 session, but the language could resurface in other bills. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.